Now, could you be due an absolute fortune without knowing it before you start looking for your old lottery tickets? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about unclaimed inheritance. Latest figures show there are 173 unclaimed estates in the Bristol area alone, left by people with no will and with no known next of kin. Danny Curran is from the probate research firm Finders International and the BBC programme Air Hunters. Danny, morning to you.
Good morning.
Oh, good to have you on the show. How common is this? 173 in Bristol. Is that sort of the average around the country?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of these cases where there are no known next of kin. The money's unclaimed. But it's the sort of thing you'd wake up every morning and think, I wonder if my grandmother's cousin has passed away recently. So it's not surprising in that way. So, you know, these situations arise, the money is unclaimed, and we try and find the next of kin. So every year the government is taking in about between approximately £25 million and £30 million every year from unclaimed estates. And we think rather than it go to the Crown, we'll try and find next of kin.
How long can it sit there unclaimed before the government take it?
Well, the Crown... It's the Crown rather than the government, so it goes to the Queen's estate, and it sits there for 12 years with interest, and then it's claimable for up to 30 years. But obviously, the best time to find next of kin is quite quickly after this person has passed away.
Okay, so how do you even begin to know? I mean, do you just get loads of greedy people trying their arm and going, "Oh, could it be me? Could it be me?" I mean, I wouldn't have a clue. If the fact you don't know the person's died, you're not really going to know, are you?
No, I mean, most people see it as a nice windfall and unexpected bonus. Obviously, it's a bittersweet moment because a relative that has passed away, maybe someone they never knew. Or someone they've lost contact with for many, many years. So it's a difficult situation where, from their point of view, you know, they're happy they got some money, but maybe they learn some more about the family as well, which is quite nice.
And just to be clear, you guys do this because presumably if you help someone get it, do you get like a cut?
Yeah, we work with different companies work in different ways, but Finders work in with lawyers directly, with local authorities, so the councils, and we also work speculatively on these cases that are unclaimed. So there's kind of three main areas of work, and this is the one where there's no one to pay us to do the work, so we kind of take a chance and think, okay, let's see if we can find next of kin. If we're successful, they sign a contract, hopefully with us, that means that we get a percentage of whatever they receive, if and when they get it. The key thing here is that there's no money up front.
And with at risk of putting you out of a job, Danny, the moral of the story, I suppose, to anyone listening is the importance of making a will.
Yeah, on the one hand, there is, but actually be amazed how many cases we work on that are due to failed wills. A will is a good idea, but obviously it's not a fail-safe for every situation because you've got to make sure that, you know, what happens if these people die before me? Yeah. And where do I want my money to go after that?
Danny, thank you. Danny Curran from Finders International and the BBC TV show Air Hunters. 173 unclaimed estates in the Bristol area alone. Around 9,000 across the UK. Could it be you?